Kathleen, of all the chapters in this book, Science Was Wrong, you seem to really have a passion for the title, The Eugenics Movement in America. Tell me why.
When I was in college, I was studying psychology and sociology, social work. And in these classes, we were still discussing eugenics. It wasn't termed eugenics at that point. And that also came into a genetics course that I took, where the discussion was whether or not we should be sterilizing mentally retarded people, mentally ill people. In some states, it was still legal to force sterilizations on these people. And even in a genetics class, we talked about a study that was done that indicated that the sons of convicted felons often became convicted felons themselves. And it was believed that perhaps this was a genetic trait that was carried on. In the eugenics movement, it was called germplasm. It wasn't called genetics. And that this trait could be eliminated by sterilizing the sons of convicted felons and the convicted felons themselves. And it was quite a hot topic when I was in college. And when I think about all of this, and the more I have researched the eugenics movement, I find that it was so extensive that many of the people in my life would not have been here. I have a cousin who is deaf, and Stan has a daughter who is deaf. They're both college-educated, productive members of society. Had the eugenics movement succeeded, there's a good chance that they would not have been here. And if they still were, they both would have been sterilized. And probably all of the members of my family would have been sterilized because one deaf person was born into our family. So this really hits home with me.
Well, it's
also,
when
you think about Dan's family coming from Lithuania and the Hitler's regime in Eastern Europe, the members of his family who were exterminated by Hitler really drives home a point to me. And so I am very passionate about this.